3rd of March, 2024. A reading from the book of Exodus, the law given at Sinai. God spoke all these words. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no gods except me. You shall not make yourself a carved image of any likeness or of anything in heaven or on earth, beneath or in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, and I punish the father's fault in the sons, the grandsons and the great-grandsons of those who hate me. But I show kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not utter the name of your Lord your God to misuse it. For the Lord will not leave unpunished the man who utters his name to misuse it. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath for the Lord your God. You shall do no work that day, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your servants, men or women, nor your animals, nor the stranger who lives with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all these hold. But on the seventh day, he rested. That is why the Lord has blessed the Sabbath day and made it sacred. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God has given to you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his servant, man or woman, or his ox or his donkey, or anything that is his. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The crucified Christ, the power and wisdom of God. While the Jews demand miracles and the Greeks look for wisdom, here are we preaching a crucified Christ. To the Jews, an obstacle that they cannot get over. To the pagans, madness. But to those who have been called, whether they are Jews or Greeks, a Christ who is the power and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. The Word of the Lord.